that I will do all that's in his heart. And it helps me, it helps my voice go softer, and it makes God's voice much louder in my ears. See, a problem can be big in your sight, but you want God to remain big in your sight and the problems to be as they are, small. Every problem is very simple for God to fix, and he'll use you in your faith and your actions to do it. He'll show you how to kill every problem you have. I don't mean just make it go away for a while. I don't mean to just get the pressure off. I'm talking killing it. God can help you kill every evil problem to the point that it can't come back. That's why we must believe in our people. Believe in your children. Believe the best. Believe God's word. Believe what he said. Act like they can win. Treat them like they're winners. Never call your child a loser, foolish, or anything out of the confines of God's word. Pray God's word over them. Speak God's word over them. And when they fail, that's when they need you the most. Build them up by God's word. If you do these things, my friend, you will see what the old preacher's talking about. And they will heal, they will grow, they will be blessed. You will be blessed. You will see what can happen if you only obey the Lord. Your prayers avail much. Jesus is the high priest. And you can go forward and stop doing the wrong things and stop speaking wrong and acting wrong and being negative. Some people may never learn to be positive in their thinking. But if they hang around the light of God's word enough, all that can change. And start looking at what God can do in you. You're not alone. Cold religion acts like you're by yourself. Jesus' name is Emmanuel. And you don't have to govern your life, the rest of what's left of your life, by the rudiments of this miserable world. You can come out of every form of misery. And you can start doing things like God. You can start thinking like God and behaving according to the word. You can stop being lost in life. Some people are saved and they live like they're lost. They don't sin. They've gotten out of sin, but they haven't gotten out of restriction. And they don't know how to prosper biblically. And they don't know how to work. They're living without God's revelation. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. I'm talking about the revelation knowledge that only comes from the word of God by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the revelator. He reveals the word to you. He is the revealer of God's word. And he will help you overcome every cotton-picking obstacle that the enemy will throw in front of you. And you can live a greater life. It's your heritage. It belongs to you. When you feel the urge to speak negatively, stop talking. When I ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people, when I get angry, I learn not to talk. Just don't talk. When you're very frustrated and you might say the wrong thing, stop. Don't use your speech. If you can control your tongue, you can control your body. And when you cool down, go cool down and speak the word and start praying for the people that have angered you immediately. Pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray for their success. Speak the word over them. Love them. And snatch them out of Satan's hand. Tell Satan what he can't do. Tell Satan he can't ever use them against you again. Tell Satan that he can't speak. He can't influence their words against you. It's not the person. It never was. It's Satan that has activated them. He activated their negativity, their frustration. And this is really a crucial time that they really need you to do this for them. Is it worth it, preacher? Every soul that gets redeemed is highly valuable to God. If they repent from the heart, you'll know for a fact it's worth it. Remember, when a man gets saved and starts following God, he's not the only person affected. He knows people. He goes where you don't. It affects everybody he knows if he starts living the life of God. And then if he die and go on to heaven, like the thief on the cross, you'll never know what he could have been. But in the realm of the kingdom of God, you know, just imagine for a moment all that positivity. I've been using negative and positive, so let's do it. He's got heaven's positivity. In 100 years, he'll be a very productive man of God. In 200 years, he will have greatly multiplied. You see where I'm going? This is what God knows. In hell, it's the opposite effect. In hell, you just consumed by fire. You can't have relief anymore. You'll never enjoy time again. But those who go to heaven, consider just for a moment. In 4 to 7 years, a man can receive an education, a professional education. And then he can work a decade in the field and be a professional. He can be very good at it. And he can make hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions. In just 15 years, his life can be totally different. Now, what can a man learn in 100 years? Now, what about 200 years? No. What about 300 years? You know, every year can become exponential to him. In heaven, you don't forget anything. What if you had an education and you didn't forget anything? I have to keep up with the changes of automobiles and trucks, engines. They change them every 5 years. It's like you're always learning the process of these things, how it works. What's new? When people ask me about a car, I say, what year is it? And my mind just goes to that type of car. And I can give them counsel, or I can tell them whether I can fix it or not, or when I can fix it, or what to do. Some things have to be programmed, and the dealership has to do it. Some things I can do. I can fix it all, but some things have to be programmed. And I can, you know, I can, you know, what I'm saying is your education and your experience, it works together, and your memory. Now, if somebody bring a car I worked on 30 years ago, I have to think a little bit because it's been so long. But I spent years working on it. I can tell them what to do, and I can still fix it. And some things I've become rusty at, but I can still fix it. But remember, what if you didn't forget anything? And you remember everything. All this is possible by the Holy Spirit. And we have to live against the negativity of this world. But in God's house, we have the positivity of heaven and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We're just going to have to trust the Holy Spirit more than we trust anything else. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.